Happy Hump Day. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. We've been sampling the Psalms, which Luther once called a little Bible. You see, the 150 Psalms are stitched together to help us understand our world and where history is going, and then how we can rightly respond to all we may face on our way to glory. Psalm 1 was our individual call to commit to God's truth. Psalm 2 then revealed how the world will rage against God and His Anointed One. Then you come to Psalm 3, which has a title, A Psalm of David, when he fled from his son Absalom. There were no titles to the first two psalms, because those two psalms are the title to all the psalms. They are the gateway in. Psalm 3 starts the experience. David cries out, Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. Let me ask you, what was waking up like for you this morning? Did you feel refreshed? Is your typical experience a happy sleep? Or has 2020 and all its troubles added to your sleepless nights? Troubles replaying and anxious thoughts racing through your mind, with the result being you crawl out of bed as exhausted as when you first laid your head on the pillow. My friend, Psalm 3 is melatonin for us, a biblical aid to move us towards happy sleep. David tells us that he lies down and sleeps, and wakes again because the Lord sustains him. David is refreshed, which is quite remarkable. David's son Absalom killed David's firstborn son, leading to much grief and then estrangement. And now Absalom has initiated a coup to take his father's life and his throne. His army forced David to flee his palace, so David is now likely sleeping in a cave. Do you hear all the marbles rattling around David's head in verses 1 and 2? How many are my enemies? How many are rising against me? Many are saying that God himself wants nothing to do with me. Endless lies, betrayal, abandonment, stolen possessions, and then add to that the taunts. Sticks and stones are preferable to taunts that God has abandoned you as well. But notice what David does. He pours out his heart to the God that folks say don't even care for him. David says, But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. Do you see what is happening here in the darkness? David stops listening to himself, and he begins talking to his God. That's what we need to do in the sleepless night. Stop listening to ourselves and start speaking to God. Yes, we list our troubles, and then we list who God is for us in them. David is under attack. Who is God for him at this moment? God is his shield. Tens of thousands of enemies have no chance against the Almighty's force field. David has had everything stripped from him, his throne, his palace, his prestige. But David boasts in his most prized possession, God is my glory, the lifter of my head. And that's worth pausing on. What do you boast in? Notre Dame's recent victory over Clemson? Your children? Your career? Your possessions? That's fine, but if you really want a head lift, boast in your God, who is your glory forever. If you're one of those who boasted that Notre Dame could beat a tough opponent and now you find your head tilted up to see where your beloved Notre Dame stands in the rankings, how much more should you boast in your Almighty God when your troubles arrive on the nightly playing field? Call on God to be who He's promised to be for you. And perhaps you need to forego the tame little prayers we tend to mouth. David screams for God to make sure his enemies need an orthodontist by the time he's done with them. God has promised to take care of those He has made His own, and calling out to Him is a help to happy sleep. The psalm ends with a reminder that our deliverance comes from God and also His blessing. You see, happy sleep comes from trusting that we can rest and the world won't fall apart. You see, God has everything under control, as David found when he woke up alive, refreshed, and ready for new mercies that he knew God was to pour out that day. So let us express our trust in God as we lay our head on our pillow. We can sleep because our God never does. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You give Your beloved sleep. Forgive us for all our fears that reveal we don't trust You. Help us to be humble this night, and grant that we may sleep in heavenly peace as our Savior Jesus did when He walked this earth. And we pray this in His name. Amen.